Do you find yourself provoking conversations with your friends and coworkers? Are you a strong listener? Then you should consider applying to become the next host of A Public Affair, WORT's daily hour-long call-in talk program. We're now accepting applications for this volunteer position. The next host will be the voice of Tuesday's show and join a stellar lineup of folks who engage listeners in conversations on social, cultural, and political issues of importance every day of the week. We're looking for someone who is curious and well-informed, comfortable speaking on air, someone who can think on their feet, and has at least 5 hours a week to prepare and host the show. To find out more information or apply, go to wortfm.org/talkhost.
And hello, and thank you to Miss Nikki for the hour before, well, several hours before, but just before me. And I am your host for the next 1 hour, and a little less now, but for the next 1 hour, I am Kirk Stantis, your host with Better Living Through Show Tunes. Welcome to WORT. Welcome back, or thank you for staying on this drizzly Sunday. I want to say this is a very special day because I don't do it very often, simply because our show, it's hard to find people with the same passion for musicals that I have. And today we have a very special guest, Miss Gina.
Well,
hello. Just Gina. So let's make sure we have your mic. Go ahead and say some more, Gina.
Hello, musical theater and enthusiasts.
Excellent. And the reason we're having Gina on is because she does love musicals. I also work with her at the Overture Center behind the scenes. She's a member of the same union I am, the Stagehands. But that, more importantly than that, is that she just simply loves musicals. And today she's speaking to us from two perspectives. One is a love of musicals, and two is she has acted in several of them. So why don't you give us some idea of what the theme is going to be about today, Gina?
Okay, well, my theme is the first part of the show. I've picked songs from musicals that I myself have performed in over the years. And so these are some of my favorites. And Kirk inviting me to be on the show all came about when we were working last month as dressers for the Neil Diamond musical, Beautiful Noise. And I was talking about some of my favorite songs from musicals. And he said, you know what? Why don't you come on the show and you can pick the songs? So that's why I'm here. And I'm very happy to be here because I love musicals. So the songs I've picked for the first part of the show are Heart. You Gotta Have Heart from Damn Yankees. I'm a Brass Band from Sweet Charity. 10 Minutes Ago from the Rodgers and Hammerstein Cinderella. Hooray for Captain Spaulding and Everyone Says I Love You from a Marx Brothers musical I was in called Animal Crackers. And then from Gypsy, You Gotta Have a Gimmick, and All I Need Is the Girl. From Threepenny Opera, The Ballad of Mac the Knife. And from The Full Monty, Let It Go, not to be confused with the Let It Go from Frozen. This is a very different,
a little different
Let It Go.
Long story short, we're going to get into music because that's what we don't have much time. As everybody knows, an hour goes by in just a flash. We're going to go and probably play the first three songs and then come back out and talk a little bit about it. How about that?
Sounds good.
Sounds like a reasonable response to an unreasonable time. Here we go, and we're going to start off with Heart from Damn Yankees.
You gotta have a heart. All you really need is heart. When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's when the grin should start. You gotta have hope. And sit around and mope. Nothing's half as bad as it may appear. Wait till next year and hope. When your luck is batting zero, get your chin up off the floor. Mister, you can be a hero. You can open any door. There's nothing to it but to do it. You gotta have hope. Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course, but keep that old horse before the car. First, you gotta have heart.
A great slugger, we haven't got.
A great pitcher, we haven't got.
A great ball club,
we haven't got. What have we got? We got heart. All you really need is heart. When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's when the grin should start.
Now you're getting the idea.
We got hope. We don't sit around and mope. Not a solitary sod do we heed. Mr. Cuz we got hope.
Oh, boys, I'm proud of you.
We're so happy that we're humming.
Hum, hum, hum. That's the hearty thing to do. Hoo, hoo, hoo.
Cuz we know our ship will come in.
Hum, hum, hum. So it's 10 years overdue.
Hoo, hoo, hoo. We've got heart, miles and miles and miles of heart. Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course, but keep that old horse before the car.
So what the heck's the use of crying?
Why should we curse?
We gotta get better,
'cause we can't get worse.
Add to it. We got heart.
What do we got?
Heart!
What do we got?
Heart!
What do we got?
We got heart. Miles and miles and miles of heart. Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course, but keep that old horse before the car. First, you gotta have heart.
Parade a wild Count Basie blast. I'm the bell. writers in Rome. I'm tissue paper on a comb, and all kinds of music keeps pouring out of me, 'cause somebody loves me at last.
I sure hope you're dancing here.
She's a brass band, she's a harpsichord, she's a clarinet. She's the band from Macy's Big Parade, the modern jazz quartet.
Started reeling, you gave me the feeling the room had no ceiling or floor. 10 minutes ago I met you, and we murmured our how do you do's. I wanted to ring out the bells and fling out my arms and to sing out the news. I have found her, she's an angel, with the dust of the stars in her eyes. We are dancing, we are flying, and she's taking me back to the skies. In the arms of my love I'm flying, over mountain and meadow and glen. And I like it so well that for all I can tell I may never come down again. I may never come down to earth again.
Ten minutes ago I met you, and we murmured our how do you do's. I wanted to ring out the bell
Well, welcome back, and we are playing, our theme today is Gina's Choice, and that's because we have Gina here today, one of my favorite people that I talk musical theater with. And Gina, what was your favorite of those three we just played? Which would be your favorite that you performed in? And if so, why?
Well, Sweet Charity was a really fun show. We had a wild cast.
By that, you mean you went to a lot of book studies and...
Absolutely.
Meditation class. I understand.
No wild parties
cast.
At all.
Yes, theater people are known for their quiet, sedate lifestyles.
So that was my favorite. Although, I mean, I loved all of them. They were all great times. I did Cinderella twice. With mostly the same cast both times. It was kind of a revival. And they were all great times.
Yeah, and that's kind of what Gina and I both grew up and lived the community theater lifestyle. And it really does. You make friends for life, and some of them move on to become professionals in different regards. I became a professional stagehand because that's what I was good at. I wasn't good at acting. Didn't enjoy it. Wasn't good at memorization, so we just move on. But I do enjoy some of my first experiences were working musical theater, both in San Diego where I grew up, and then Houston, and then subsequently here. I just love musical theater. It's just so fun. It does move the plot moves along. There's so many different varieties.
There's something for everyone.
There can be. I mean, I've seen people going to the theater who say they're not going to enjoy the show tonight because I don't like musical theater. And then they come out going, that wasn't bad. I really enjoyed it. It had moved along and wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. And that's always a good experience for me to hear people say I enjoyed it more than I thought I would. But we must keep moving here because our hour is moving along. And the next four, you have... some very different. The next four selections are very different. Why don't you tell us why you
selected
them?
Well, and speaking of people that don't normally like musical theater, the next two songs are from Animal Crackers, which was a Marx Brothers movie. And I remember when I was in it, I did have people come up and say they don't normally like musicals, but they loved this because they were Marx Brothers fans. Huh. So that's the next two songs. And then the next two songs after that are Gypsy, which a lot of people know songs from Gypsy. It's been made into several TV productions, one with Natalie Wood, one with Bette Midler, and it's a wonderful show. I was in that with CTM.
Bernadette Peters, Patti LuPone.
Yes.
Whole bunch of stars went through Gypsy, and it's a classic.
And
it's one
of my favorite shows I was ever in, so I had to include that. And so those are the next four songs.
Yep, and a little bit of trivia that people seem to like. Ethel Merman was the first in Gypsy.
Yes, the first Mama
and
Rose.
She refused to have the young Mr. Sondheim write the music for it. He was a lyricist.
He was the lyricist.
Oh, he's too young to write for this. So Sondheim wrote the lyrics to Gypsy. And so a little bit of and eventually he went on to become quite the composer, I hear. So
yes, I've heard that.
Let's get back to some Animal Crackers, let's say. We'll be back after four selections.
We are to meet him, the famous Captain Spaulding. From climates hot and scalding, the captain has arrived.
Hello, I must be going. I cannot stay, I came to say I must be going. I'm glad I came, but just the same, I must be going.
For my sake, you must stay. If you should go away, You'll spoil the party I am throwing.
I'll stay a week or two. I'll stay the summer through. But I am telling you, I must be a-going.
Before you go, will you oblige us and tell us of your deeds so glowing?
I'll do anything you say. In fact, I'll even stay.
Good.
But I must be going.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer.
Did someone call me Schnorrer?
Hooray, hooray, hooray. He went into the jungle where all the monkeys throw nuts.
If I stay here, I'll go nuts.
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
I put all my reliance in courage and defiance and risk my life for science. Hey, hey!
One day in Madagascar, he bagged a dozen weasels.
Yes, and all of them had measles.
Hooray, hooray, hooray!
I faced a chimpanzee once, so close I felt his breath. The creature looked at me once and laughed himself to death.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding!
That's me! One day I caught an eagle, too big for me to tote. I changed him for a sparrow, a jackass, and a goat.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding!
That's me! One day a vicious monkey chased me a mile or two. I hid behind a donkey, the donkey fainted too.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding!
That's me! I had a guy named Teeter, he lent me his repeater. I brought down a mosquito, hey, hey!
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. Hooray, hooray, hooray.
The first day I arrived in Africa.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. Hooray, hooray, hooray.
The first day I arrived in
Africa. Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. Hooray, hooray.
The first day I arrived, hooray for Captain... Fooled you that time, didn't I?
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
But just what they say it for, I never knew. It's just inviting trouble for the poor sucker who says, I love you. Take a pair of rabbits who get stuck on each other and begin to woo. And pretty soon you'll find a million more rabbits who say, I love you. When a lion gets feeling frisky and begins to roar, there's another lion who knows just what he's roaring for. Everything that ever grew, the goose and the gander and the gosling too, the duck upon the water when he feels that way too says,
everyone says I love you. The great big mosquito when he's stinging you. The fly when he gets stuck on the fly paper too says I love you. Every time the cow says moo, she's a making the wolfie very happy too. And the rooster when he holler cocky dooly dooly doo says I love you. Christopher Columbo, he write the Queen of Spain a very nice a little note. And he's right all over you, maybe, and then he get himself a great a big boat. He's a wiser guy, what do you think Columbo do? When he's a come here in 1492, he say to Pocahontas, achy-fachy-gachy-goo, that means you little son of a gun, I love you.
Everyone says I love you, the cop on the corner and the burglar too, the preacher in the pulpit and the man in the pew says I love you.
everyone, no matter who. The folks over 80 and the kid of 2. The captain and the sailor and the rest of the crew says, I love you. There are only 8 little letters in this phrase, you'll find. But they mean a lot more than all the other words combined. Everywhere, the whole world through, the king in the palace and the peasant too, the tiger in the jungle and the monk in the zoo says, I love you.
Yourself a gimmick, and you too can be a star. tell me about your nightclub act.
Okay. Well, you see, I pretend I'm home getting dressed for a date. Take a comb, and I comb my hair. Take a flower, smell it, and put it in my lapel. And then I spot the audience. Once my clothes were shabby, tailors called me cabby, so I took a vow, said this bumblebee, bo brummel. Now I'm smooth and snappy, now my tailor's happy. I'm the cat's meow, my wardrobe is a wow. Paris silk, Harris tweed, there's only one thing I need. Got my tweed pressed, got my best vest, all I need now is the girl. Got my striped tie, got my hopes high, got the time and the place, and I got rhythm. Now all I need's a girl to go with them. If she'll just appear, we'll take this big town for a whirl. And if she'll say, my darling, I'm yours, I'll throw away my striped tie and my best pressed tweed. All I really need is the girl. I start easy. Now I'm more debonair. I sell it here. I start this step, see? She appears all in white. I take her hand and kiss it and lead her on the floor. This step is good for the costume. A stair bit. La da 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 da. Now we waltz. Strings come in. And I lift her again, once more. And now the tempo changes, and all the lights come up.
Bump. And you just heard from Gypsy. I hope you enjoyed that. Hey, Gina, why did we hear from Gypsy?
Because I was in a production of Gypsy.
You were.
At CTM with, if you all know who Kit Foss is, she's kind of a famous Madison person. She sang with Metropolitan Opera and different opera companies. Her two daughters, Erica and Allie, were in the show as Louise and Baby June. And they were wonderful. Of course, they went on to Broadway, both of them.
Wow.
And I played the stripper Electra. That's why you heard Gotta Get a Gimmick.
The trumpet
that
player.
That was our big number. No,
I was the lights.
Yes. But it was such a great experience and such a wonderful show. So, of course, we had to hear from that. And so now...
Well, what's your relationship with the Marx Brothers pieces we heard?
Just simply a fun show at Madison Theater Guild that I was the lead dancer and assistant choreographer and dance captain.
Wow.
And we, you know, had a lot of really fun dances and great costumes, and it was a wonderful show. So had to hear from that one. So next is Mack the Knife from Threepenny Opera, which I did at the UW when I was an acting major there. It was one of the summer productions.
Do you have a fond memory of that show? Did you enjoy doing it?
I did enjoy doing it.
Okay.
It's a dark show.
It is very, very Germanic, as I call
very
it.
Very dramatic. Man's inhumanity to man was the theme.
Oh, really?
So, yes. Wow. But everybody knows Mack the Knife. And then Kirk and I were both involved with... I was played one of the wives in the Full Monty, and Kirk was our sound designer.
And prop getter.
And
prop getter. We had to get a... They wanted... people seem to like the backstage stories. I had to get a car, and it had to be on stage at the Bartell Theater. So several things had to happen. First, could the stage handle the weight of even an empty piece, you know, the smallest car I could find at a junkyard? They could be pushed on stage and on cue and be used and look like a car that a guy who's out of work would own. Well, going to junkyards was a challenge, and asking them, can I borrow a car and bring it back? And the car we got, I kid you not, had at least 100 pounds of cigarette butts in it that we had to get rid of first out of the front of the car, the seats of the car, and wash the car down. But anyway, it was a fun musical to work. I really liked it. We had a wonderful friend who worked on that too. Bob Monsheen was our production manager on the show, who got, you know, rest his soul.
Oh, and let me mention that Bob was our musical director for Animal Crackers.
Oh,
Bob Monsheen.
Bob Monsheen, who is also a well-known stagehand, a stagehand too, just a character in the world that we both know. So one of the pieces of our quilt that we won't forget and will be part of our life. Mack the Knife is always an interesting play to watch and see how people interpret it these days, whether they do the very dramatic, very dark German original version of it, or they lighten it up a little bit, kind of like a Sweeney Todd sort of look, I think.
But you could go either way.
You can, and that's a director's choice. And that's why theater really is more a little bit different than the movie business, in that the director and the actors have a lot more to do with the final outcome of the artistic product than a movie, where the director and the editor really, or the studio, depending on how you're working, really have the outcome. They're the ones who will guide the film and what it looks like when it hits the silver screen. But
One more thing I want to say. If anybody's wondering if the men actually do get naked at the end of the Full Monty, I can say that they definitely do.
Yes, and that was another part of my job, was also helping to produce the show. And the question was, how do we not have total nudity, male nudity on stage, but make sure that the audience knows that it does in fact happen? Because at the end of the show, all they're wearing are their police officer caps.
That's right.
And we had to put the microphones in there so their voices would carry. But what happens is we had the brightest lights we could find behind them.
Right.
Turn them on at the last minute, the appropriate moment. And then so that's the little...
And then we all ran, all the women in the show, the wives, and we ran up with robes and quick covered them.
Well, it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
But let's keep going. We have a little bit of time, and I just want to remind people that at 3 o'clock, On the Horizon shows up. They will be playing for you some of the world's best world music, if not the best world's music. So stay tuned to that at 3 o'clock here on Wart. Where else can you go from better living through show tunes to world music, but here on Wart? Well, Gina, let's get going. I'll play from the Threepenny Opera, and this was the Broadway cast. So enjoy. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Oh, the shark has pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has Mackie, dear, and he keeps it out of sight. When the shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears Mackie, dear, so there's not a trace of red. On the sidewalk Sunday morning lies a body oozing life. Someone sneaking round the corner is the someone, Mack the Knife. From a tugboat by the river, a cement bag's dropping down. The cement's just for the weight, dear. Bet your Mackie's back in town. Louis Miller disappeared, dear, after drawing out his cash. And Mackie spends like a sailor. Did our boy do something rash? Sookie Tawdry, Jenny Diver, Polly Peachum, Lucy Brown, all the line forms on the right, dears, now that Mackie's back in town. Oh, the shark has pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has Mackie, dear, and he keeps it out of sight. Just a jackknife has Mackie, dear, and he keeps it.
Look, there goes Mack the Knife.
Out of sight.
Did I capture your imagination? Did I break you down, make you smile? It's a serious little situation. Why don't we loosen up and dance a while?
You need a loose-lip lover with a heart of honey.
You need a sex cadet when duty calls.
Show me all your bare-faced new tag.
I wanna see our shadows bouncing off the walls.
Let it go, let it go. Loosen up, yeah, let it go. Let it go, let it go. It's alright. Let it go, let it go. Shake it up now, let it go. Just tell me when you think you're ready.
Play me like a Stratocaster,
because here I
like silver. And I'm crashing through your bedroom door. And I'm ready like, I hope you're ready. Come on, I'll show you mine if you show me yours. Come on!
Go, just let it go. And I want to remind everybody, On the Horizon with Ford Blackwell is coming up at 3 o'clock, and he plays the world's best world music, or international, whatever your terminology may be. I'm old-fashioned, so it's world music. So you just heard Let It Go from the Full Monty, and before that, Ballad of Mac the Knife. And our guest in the studio is Gina, who's helping me out fill in the gaps of what I don't know and what I, because I'm not an actor, she is, and it's her perspective from backstage.
Hi everyone again. So our next song is from the musical American Idiot. Now, everyone who knows me knows that I love Green Day, and my favorite album is American Idiot. So when they decided to adapt it into a Broadway musical, of course, I hightailed it to New York to see it. And although he didn't play the role the whole time it was on Broadway, Billy Joe Armstrong, the front man for Green Day, did play the role of St. Jimmy part of the time. So, of course, the show I caught was one that he performed in, and it was wonderful. And coincidentally, it was Easter weekend.
Oh.
And so...
Now, may I ask, without giving... Well, you could tell me or not. How long ago? What year? About-ish?
I don't remember. The album came out in 2004.
So ish there.
It was at least 10 years after that, maybe more, that they, you know, then turned it into a Broadway musical.
Wow.
But anyway, it was wonderful. And so, of course, I have to play a song from that. And then... one of my other favorite bands is Talking Heads, and David Byrne's Utopia. So we'll hear from that, Burning Down the House. And then I also love the musical Rent.
And here's where Gina and I split.
Here's where we split. I wanted to play the opening number song, Rent, because it rocks. But Kirk says it's tradition to play Seasons of Love. So.
When I took over the show, a little background quick, because people like to know what goes on behind the scenes, is years ago when I took the show over about 12 to 15 years ago from Tara Ayers, she had started the tradition of playing it Seasons of Love from Rent, because she felt that was the theme of the show, was better living and, you know, friends and things. And I don't disagree. So I've kind of tried to, every show, try to end the show with that. Sometimes there's not time. I've timed out poorly. I'm just so excited. Who knows why I make the mistakes I make. But I do try to be good to our guests. So Rent, if those of you who have the musical Rent or have it available on Spotify, whatever, can play Rent from Rent. we'll probably try to end the show with Seasons of Love. Now, you've worked, did you work American Idiot?
No, it never came to Madison.
Never came? Oh,
no.
I'm surprised. See, Gina and I were also, because as out there, we have discussions about whether the American Idiot is a jukebox musical or music that just had Green Day in it. I still think it's considered, in my opinion, a jukebox musical, not dissimilar from others, but...
Well, it's all Green Day music, but I feel like since it was adapted from the album, which was a punk rock opera with a story,
right,
that's why I don't think of it as a jukebox musical.
Well, okay, we can discuss it. We can have that after we're done here and we let Ford Blackwell and then have the microphone and the time. But let's go, and hopefully we'll have, we won't run out of time, but let's start off with She's a Rebel from American Idiot and Green Day, one of Gina's favorite bands. And I want to thank you for listening in. If we don't get to talk to you before we go off the air, thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting Wart, and continue to do so. We'll talk to you at about the third Sunday of next month, if not sooner.
600 minutes, 525,000 moments so dear. 525,600 minutes. How do you measure a year? In daylights, in sunsets, in midnights, in cups of coffee, in inches, in miles, in laughter, in striving. 525,600 minutes. How do you measure a year in the life?
The way that she died.